Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my signature online coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. If you like this podcast, you're going to love my group coaching program, Irresistible You. If you would like to learn more about the program, including the investment cost, what's included, see client testimonials, and to sign up and enroll, please head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. The link is also in the show notes. Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. If you are new here, welcome back. If you are an OG listener, today we are going to be talking about what self-love looks like on a weight loss journey. I know I have talked on a couple other podcasts that I've done around why you need to lose weight from a place of self-love. I have several different episodes in that vein. So all you have to do is go on my website and search for self-love, or do so in your Apple Podcast app, Google Podcast app, or whatever app you're using to listen to this podcast. But today specifically, we are talking about what self-love really looks like when you're on a weight loss journey. And the reason I want to talk about this is that there's such a big misconception out in the world, especially in the weight loss world and the diet industry space, that self-love comes at the end when you get to your goal weight. And that is not true. That is not true. And so I want to break that misconception. And honestly, if you think about what Irresistible You stands for, what this podcast is about, what my coaching program is about, what my personal mission and my business mission is, this is truly at the heart of it, is that in order to become the version of yourself that you crave, you have to do that from a place of self-love, whether or not that includes weight loss or not. And so today, what I want to talk about is, you know, if you want to lose weight, if you want to lose your weight for the last time, and you want to stop the yo-yo diet, body hate, shame cycle, you want to stop the whole starting over on Monday, starting over in the new year, you know, looking in the mirror, not liking what you see, that is all part of that yo-yo diet, body hate, shame cycle. If you're ready to stop doing that, this episode is for you. Because self-love is the missing piece that diets, especially these bullshit fad diets, they never, ever teach you this. And you've been conditioned to hate yourself so long as you're overweight. You have been conditioned by society, by diet culture, to hate yourself as long as you're not in a single digit clothing size. You should not be happy. You should not be going after what you want. You should not be living the life you crave unless you are a certain size or unless you look a certain way. And a big piece of Irresistible You is to come in and break that bullshit down, because we're not doing that stuff anymore. And that's not stuff that we believe in here. On this podcast, we believe that you get to create the life you crave no matter where you are on your weight loss journey, no matter what size you are. And, you know, when you look at traditional diets and things like that, they sell you this bullshit story about the before and after weight loss story, that's the only path to happiness, is like you always see the before person as sad and lonely and miserable and crying. And the person and the after photos is like happy and smiling and doing all the things. So when you've seen that your whole life, what you end up doing is you've created all these, you know, rules around what it means to lose weight. That the only way to lose the weight is to hustle and hate your way down the scale. The only way to lose weight is to hate who you are so much that you're then motivated to want to lose weight. And I know this was true for me back in the day. I used to think, well, if I love myself and if I think I look really good at this size, I'm never going to feel motivated to get the weight off. And then I'm going to just stay here and I'm not going to like it. And that's what we have to break, because it's actually the opposite. We have to break this rule around thinking that you have to hustle and hate your way down the scale, because that is never going to work. And if that worked, you wouldn't keep gaining and losing and gaining and losing. So here's what we know. We know that you know how to hustle and hate your way down the scale. But do you know how to love yourself down the scale? Have you ever done it that way? So what ends up happening is when you do your whole, I'm going to start over on Monday. It's a new year. It's a new month. It's a new millennium. It's a new century. It's a new decade. It's a new hour. So I'm going to start over. When you do your stereotypical start over on Monday, like ritual, because it's a ritual at this point, you end up doing a bunch of stuff that you hate. You end up doing a bunch of stuff that you resent. You end up doing a bunch of stuff that makes you feel miserable, all because you just want this quick fix because you're so uncomfortable in your skin. You're so eager and desperate to get out of the body you're in right now because you don't like the body you're in right now. So you are desperate to try anything that's out there. Anything that promises you the quick fix, the 2 a.m. infomercial because you can't sleep, because you got up to go eat something. Or you're scrolling TikTok or you're scrolling Instagram and you see the latest bullshit tea or waist trainer or, you know, skinny fitness guru who's promising you 30 pounds in 30 days. But she's never been fat a day in her life, so she doesn't get it. So you end up doing all this stuff that you really don't want to do because you think that's the only way. If I don't hate myself, if I don't resent the program, if it doesn't feel hard, then I must not be doing it right. Because this can't feel easy. This can't feel natural. This can't feel loving. And that's the myth I'm going to break for you, is that you actually need to flip it and reverse it, okay? It needs to feel loving. It needs to feel like something you're willing to do for the rest of your life. Because if you're not willing to do keto or the no grape diet or the whatever bullshit diet, if you're not willing to do that for the rest of your life, why are you doing it now? Because here's the truth bomb that I'm going to give you right now. Self-love is not the reward at the end when you get to your goal weight. It's how you get to your goal weight. I'm going to say it again. Self-love is not the reward at the end when you get to your goal weight. It's how you get to your goal weight. So in this episode, let's break it all down. I want to talk about the truth, the hard, raw truth about what self-love really looks like on a weight loss journey. And it's not about bullshit positive affirmations and bath bombs and spa dates. And, you know, it's not about that stuff. I'm going to talk about the real raw stuff that it takes, what it really takes to show yourself love and respect and worthiness. Okay. So I said it back a couple episodes ago, and it was the episode where I talked about how you're going to have to feel like shit for a while. When you're first starting out on your weight loss journey, you're going to feel like shit for a while. And what I meant by that is, you know, when you start making different choices with your food, you start moving your body, you start committing yourself to the process of taking care of you. Okay, putting yourself first. When you first start doing that and you're putting in the work and you're not eating the foods that you're used to having all the time and you're not overeating and you're not overindulging all the time and you still don't see and feel the results because you still physically feel like shit in your skin, sitting in that discomfort of what it feels like is part of self-love. Because the alternative would be, oh my God, this feels awful. I'm not seeing results. I must not be doing this right. This isn't working. I'm always going to be fat and miserable, and I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm done. This is too hard. If you love someone, do you quit on that person? No. So self-love, when you're sitting there and you feel like shit in your own body, even though you're starting to put in the work, real self-love looks like you sitting in that discomfort for a while, knowing that you're not going to see immediate results, knowing that even when you see the scale go down 2 or 3 pounds, you're not going to notice it. You're not going to notice it in your clothes. You're not going to notice it in your face yet. It's going to take a couple weeks before you actually start to see the work you're putting in. And self-love is about saying, yeah, this does feel like shit, but I believe in myself, and I know that I need to take care of myself, and I know that I need to put myself first, and I'm willing to keep putting in the reps, knowing I'm not going to see results yet. And I said it before, it's like putting deposits in the bank and not seeing that return yet. You're working your ass off, you're putting every little bit of extra money you have in the bank, but you're still not seeing enough to put that down payment on the house. You're still not seeing enough to go buy that car. But if you keep working, you keep making deposits, even when it doesn't look like it's growing, even when it looks like it's never going to get to where you want it to go, all of a sudden you have the money that you need. And it's the same thing in your weight loss. And so I want you to even just think about when you're losing weight, I want you to look at this journey is not just about weight loss. It's about so much more than that. It's about finally learning what it means to love myself. It's about finally learning what it means to have self-worth and respect for myself. And what if I approach my weight loss from a place of you deserve this because you deserve better? You are worth this because you deserve so much better in your life. You deserve to have a better quality of life. Versus, I am so disgusting. I have always been the fat pig. No one likes me. I can't believe I look like this. All the inner fat bitch talk that you do to yourself. How has that ever been helpful for you? Right? So sitting in that discomfort, number one, is part of the self-love journey. Self-love does not always look glamorous and, like I said, bath bombs and affirmations and all that. Like, sure, that's something you can do for yourself, but that's not the kind of self-love it's going to take to lose your weight for the last time and create the life that you crave. So self-love also looks like you creating boundaries around your time and energy so that you can make yourself and this journey your priority. And I want you to think about this. This is really for you when you're the type of person who's always saying, I don't have time to lose weight. I want you to throw that excuse out the window. You're eating every single day as it is. Okay, you're spending time beating yourself up with the inner fat bitch talk. You're spending time volunteering to take care of everybody else when they didn't ask for your help. So if you have time for that, you have time for yourself to put some boundaries around your time and your energy, because you have to make yourself a priority. And making yourself a priority doesn't mean you're selfish. Making yourself a priority doesn't mean you don't love your family, your kids, the people around you. If anything, I need to make myself a priority because I love my kids. Because my kids deserve a better version of me. Because my husband deserves a better version of me. My business deserves a better version of me. The version of me that wants to show up. The version of me that wants to make commitments and keep them. The version of me that has energy, that feels happy, that feels excited about life. That's what everybody around me deserves. So you're not doing anyone around you a favor when you're half-assed showing up for them and then putting yourself last and you're still not getting anything done. So self-love looks like saying no. It looks like putting boundaries around, I don't think I can go out tonight. Self-love looks like, hey, could you put the kids to bed tonight? Because I need to make my food plan for the week. That's what self-love really looks like. So you have to figure out what kind of boundaries do you need to put around your time and energy so that you can make yourself a priority. Because once you make you a priority, you can figure out where everybody else fits in. Okay. And just to add to that too, it's like self-love also looks like sitting in the car and it taking 10 extra minutes before you place an order at the drive-thru because you want to look up the better choice. You want to look up the points. You want to look up the options that you want to choose versus having the knee-jerk reaction of ordering the double cheeseburger and large fries because you realize you have to start making better choices. You know, self-love also looks like you sitting down on a Sunday night when you're tired, when you want to go to bed, when you want to zone out and watch Netflix or watch funny TikToks, but instead telling yourself, I need 10 minutes to just set up my meal plan for the week so that I can like think about what I'm going to have this week. So I can actually plan some time for me. When am I going to walk this week? What am I going to eat this week? So self-love also looks like setting boundaries with yourself and holding yourself accountable when you don't feel like being accountable. You know, it also looks like you creating a daily food plan and then sticking to it. And that's something for me that has been so effective is creating a plan every single night about what am I going to eat tomorrow? I'm not thinking about 2 weeks from now. I'm not thinking about the whole week. I plan the week out as far as getting my groceries and knowing the types of dinners and stuff that we're going to have. But then every night I look at my schedule. What kind of meetings do I have? Do I have any appointments tomorrow? Are we going to be out and about running errands? Are we going to have dinner at home? Am I going to have breakfast and lunch at home? And then I sit there and I make my plan for the day so that tomorrow, that's something I don't have to think about. I already know what I'm eating. And I stick to it. And when I stick to it, I build trust in myself because I did what I said I was going to do. And that also creates confidence. And one of the things I love for people to think about when we're talking about self-love is compare that to how you would treat the person in your life that you love the most. Like your spouse, your wife, your husband. You know, if you told your husband or your wife that you were going to do something and you didn't do it, they're going to lose trust in you. And it's the same thing with you. When you tell yourself, this is what I'm going to eat tomorrow. This is what I'm going to do for myself. I'm going to go to the park and I'm going to get my steps in. I'm going to do this workout or whatever. And then you don't do it. That's how you start breaking down the trust in yourself to where you don't even believe you can do this anymore. You don't even believe that this is possible for you anymore. When you first start off in your weight loss journey and you start incorporating exercise or you start walking, you start getting in some activity and those workout clothes, you know this feeling where they're tight, they feel uncomfortable, they're showing off every roll, every dimple, it just doesn't feel good. Even your shoes feel tight. And the last thing you want to do when that happens is what? Go do the workout. The last thing you want to do is be seen. And this doesn't even have to be your workout clothes. This could be your regular street clothes. When your clothes feel like that, you want to hide. You want to not show up. You want to go and just put yourself under a blanket somewhere. And self-love is saying, okay, clothes are tight. I don't love that feeling. But how am I going to get out of this feeling? The way I'm going to get out of this feeling is to take care of myself and to go put the steps in. And what would you tell your spouse or your partner or your child? Would you tell them to go roll back into bed and hide? That's not love. That's not a loving thing to tell someone. And you also wouldn't tell them, yeah, you do look disgusting. Oh my God, I can't believe you're wearing that. You wouldn't tell them that either. You would tell them, you got this. You can do this. You got this, right? And it's also going and doing that walk or that workout when it feels not even painful, but it just feels sluggish and slow. And it's like you don't have any flexibility. You just feel like like you're just not with it. Like you ever start doing a Zumba or a dance workout or some kind of coordinated workout like on YouTube or something, and you can't keep up because it just feels foreign. Because it is. Because you haven't done this in a very long time or maybe ever. But self-love is saying, right now, I'm not going to be the best at this, but the only way I get better is to keep going. Self-love also looks like going to the store or going online and buying the larger size clothing that you've been avoiding so that you can feel some kind of confidence in the body you have now. You don't reward yourself at the end with all the clothes. You have to dress the body you have now so that you can boost that confidence in yourself. And I think a lot of times there's also, and again, this is something I used to believe, it was a rule that I had was, well, if I buy clothes at this size, then I'm never going to lose the weight. What? Like, what kind of thinking is that? You're going to buy the clothes now so that you can feel better in your skin now, so that then you feel more motivated, then you feel more confident, and you're more likely to put the work in and keep doing what you need to do to take care of you. Because this journey is not just about eating less and moving more. It's so much bigger than that. That is just surface level shit. This is so much more than losing the weight. This is so much more than what you're eating and how you're moving your body. That's like 10% of the picture. How are you going to show up for yourself in the body you have now? Because you have to train your brain that you're worthy no matter where you are on the scale. And so that's why, again, you're going to love yourself down the scale, not hate yourself and not punish yourself. And you sitting around in your big baggy shirts and your big baggy pants and the clothes that don't fit you properly, that is you punishing yourself because you don't believe you're worthy of something. You don't believe you're worthy of looking a certain way in the skin you're in right now. Because Even if you're on this weight loss journey, you're not going to lose the weight tonight. You're not going to lose the weight by next week or even next month. So are you, and I've shared with you guys, like, since I had my son Javi, I have almost 100 pounds that I'm losing that I have to lose. If I waited this entire time to dress a certain way or look cute, I'm going to be waiting a very long time. And I don't give a shit how much I weigh right now. You better believe I'm going to be wearing my cute stuff. I'm going to be wearing my sequins. I'm going to be wearing my fitted dresses and my boots and all the things. Because that is just something that makes me feel really good. And I know I look cute at this weight and I'm going to look cute at my smaller weight. And for anybody that doesn't like it, deal with it. I don't care. Not my problem. That's a you problem. Okay. So you got to feel good now. That's self-love. That's real self-love, is even though you may not love what you're seeing in the mirror, you're still going to show up and you're still going to dress yourself and you're still going to take pride in your appearance, knowing I'm working on myself. I'm a work in progress. And when you start taking care of yourself and going to buy cute clothes now, you start building this relationship with yourself that you didn't have before. Because the relationship that you have right now is so disconnected. It's like your body is completely disconnected from your brain. Because you don't want to be in this body, so it's like you go somewhere else. You don't want to be in this body, so it's like, let me just lose weight because I'm desperate and I got to get it off fast and I got to do whatever it takes to get it off right now. And I don't want to like appease myself and buy anything that fits me right now because that's teaching myself that it's okay to be this size. You got it twisted, boo. It's the other way around. It's the other way around if you want to do this the last time. If you want to do this the right way, and learn how to create a life outside of just being the fat girl, out of the person who just is always on a weight loss journey. If you want to create a life outside of that, this is how you do it. This is how you learn to love yourself. Another thing too is, this kind of goes into appearance and self-care, is like, go get that massage. Go get your nails done. Go get your hair done. Go for a spa day. Get a facial. Get your lashes done. Get your brows done. Do all of those things that are going to make you feel beautiful now, that are part of self-care, that help you take pride and build confidence in your appearance. Here's what it also does. I want you to do this stuff right now, when it still feels painful to look in the mirror with a stranger behind you, like when you're getting your hair done and you're looking down the whole time because you don't like the size you see in the mirror, or you don't like what you see in the mirror, period. I want you to start doing this stuff now, because everything that you do like this is a learning opportunity about how to have a different conversation with yourself and how to see yourself in a different way. And how to teach yourself that you're more than just the weight. So treat yourself now. Treat yourself now, especially when it still feels painful to look in the mirror. Because avoiding the mirror, avoiding those conversations, avoiding those thoughts is just you continuing to be disconnected from your body. And it's not like you're going to get to your goal weight and automatically have this connection and this self-love. You're not. You're going to feel the exact same way you do now in a smaller body, but you're still going to have things to pick apart. It's going to be the loose skin. It's going to be the wrinkles. It's going to be the saggy boobs. It's going to be something that you don't love. And here's the thing. You ever have a picture of yourself that you've looked at when you thought you were really fat or overweight, and you can look at it now and you think, oh my God, I look so good. What was I thinking? If you've ever had that feeling, that right there is proof that it was never about the weight. It was about what you thought about yourself. It was not about the weight. It was about how you thought about yourself. It was about the lack of self-love. So I want you to think about that. Self-love also looks like you getting on the scale every week, not so that you can pick yourself apart and decide if you're a good or a bad person based on what the scale says. Self-love is you getting on the scale and having an honest conversation with yourself about the results, good, bad, or indifferent, and also not attaching yourself to those results, not attaching your self-worth to the results. So self-love shows up in a lot of different ways. Self-love shows up in you sticking up for yourself when you don't usually do that, because you don't want to be seen. You don't want anyone to call you out because of your size or your weight. So bottom line, we have to be building an unconditional loving relationship with ourselves the entire way down the scale. Because the only way you're going to get to your goal and stay there, the only way you're going to create the life you crave, is by having this relationship with yourself. And you can't build a relationship with yourself that's built out of hustle and hate. Think about a real relationship with someone. That would be an abusive relationship. And those don't usually work very well. They don't end very well. So, what kind of relationship do you currently have with yourself? And also, it's like you are not your weight, and your weight is not you. You're just you. So, whether you have extra weight or you lose the weight, the person is still you. So if you have anxiety now, if you have depression now, it doesn't go away because the weight came off. So however you, and it goes back to what I said about the picture. If you have that picture that you're like, damn girl, I look good. What was I thinking? What was I complaining about? I wish I was as fat as I thought I was back then. That picture is the proof that it was never about the weight. It was about your self-image, what you thought the weight meant. It was about what you created in your head about the weight. And whether the weight is there or not, you still have to live with you. You still have to live with you. So self-love looks like you fixing the shit that you haven't wanted to deal with in a really long time, which is the reason why you're pushing it down with food in the first place. That is self-love. Self-love does not look glamorous all the time. Self-love does not look comfortable all the time. It's just like a real relationship. A real hardcore marriage, a loving, like, tight, like, just supportive, loving marriage is not always date night and jewelry and chocolates and sex. That's part of it. That's not all of it. And if that's all you have and there's no real foundation, there's no real substance, that doesn't last. Those relationships never last. So I want you to think about it in that way. A really strong marriage has the romance, it has the intimacy, the physical intimacy, but it also has the deep conversations. It also has the hard conversations. It also has the conversations with each other where, like, I don't like what you just did. And I need to draw a line in the sand. That's something I'm not willing to tolerate. And you have to start doing the same thing with yourself, but you do it in a way that's loving. You don't do it in a way that's hateful and desperate. And there's a big difference there. And when you start looking at your weight loss like this, of like, I get, so it's like when you need to sit there and think about what you're going to eat this week, it's like, I get to create a plan for myself because I deserve this. Not like, oh God, I have to do this food plan. And you're gonna like sit there and look at this as an opportunity, is for a way that you're gonna take better care of yourself so that you can show up better, so that you can have more confidence, you can have more trust in yourself. That's how you do this. You don't need to sit here and make everything hard and miserable and just like, oh, I have to do this. You don't have to do anything. When you just start changing your energy and the way you think about things, it flips the game. It flips the game. So, all right, y'all, we're going to wrap things up here. If you want to keep talking about what self-love looks like on a weight loss journey, I invite you to head over to my free Facebook group. It is the Irresistible You podcast discussion group on Facebook. You can search Irresistible You in the groups tab and then request to join. The link is also in the show notes. If you would like to keep up with me, see behind the scenes, get a sneak peek into my life, find out when new podcast episodes are dropping, make sure you are following me on Instagram. I am at Irresistible Icing. And yeah, that's going to be it, guys. If this was helpful, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Until the next one, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.